This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
To a friend that has been through a war, who has suffered and lost and been shot before, I know that I never understand. And I know that these wounds are still sore. You have seen things that weren't meant to be seen. I know that I never held your hand. Pull the missile right out of your heart. See the flames that will burn through the sky that's lost in the night. Oh, well, I haven't heard this before. Since you've been through that war, now from this bunker I can see it's the girl that sings for me. Suffered and lost and been shot before, I know that I never understand. Oh, the look on your trembling face. See the shadows and sensitive grace that burns in your eyes. Oh, no, I haven't heard this before. Oh, but I've been through that war.
Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top, we heard some Apollo Ghosts from their 2010 record, Mount Benson, their sophomore effort. That was the song To a Friend Who Has Been Through a War. And we haven't been through a war, but it's been a heck of a week here in the Lower Mainland and on the Pacific Coast. I hope you've been okay, staying dry and safe. And if you've had to leave your homes, I hope you've found a comfortable place to be for a while. It is so scary. Really hard to know how this is all going to shake out, but anyways, I hope you're dry and safe wherever you are. On today's show, we have a whole bunch of great new music, some new Mitski, some new Sweeping Promises and Horse Girl, some new Century Egg, lots of good stuff. And we're going to start off with some brand new Beach House. They haven't put out a record for a few years, and so they have a four-part album coming out called Once Twice Melody, and I think that's what it's called. And the first part came out last week, and they're going to sort of dole this out over the course of several months, and then we'll get a full record, double album, sometime in the new year. But let's start off with Once Twice Melody, Beach House. It's good to have you back. It definitely feels like beach house weather, not an actual beach house, but the gloomy, wonderful, luxurious mood that Baltimore's beach house creates. All right, here we go. Here is Beach House with Once Twice Melody. No. There we go. I thought I was so smooth. I almost had it. There we go. Here's Beach House. Thank you.
life, I was scattered on the floor, disappointed and sore. And in my thoughts I have bled for the riddles I've been fed. Another lie moves over. White horses, they will take me away. And my tenderness I feel will send the dark underneath. Will I follow?
Thank you. The Vancouver Podcast Festival, presented by Doxa, returns for its fourth edition on November 20th. The festival will once again take place online in a special conference-style format featuring two masterclasses, two panel discussions, and two social events. The Vancouver Podcast Festival aims to support a better understanding of the complexity of our times through engaging the public in podcasts as an art form and a medium of social change. Visit vanpodfest.ca for details and further updates.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Thank you.
All right, that was House Wind from their forthcoming record entitled Great Art is Our Weapon of Choice, Melodies for Prepared Guitar, Volume 4. That was the song Lunar Gleam Equals Your Face. And I like to picture the lunar gleam, the moonlight, shining down on Chris Riffick's face on Monday night. As he realized that I would get to that song before he did, because his show was on Monday and this song was released Monday evening. So just lit by my moon glow, his face in abject horror as he realized that I was going to beat him to it. Anyways, it's a fun thing that me and my radio pal have about getting to play songs first. Tune into Parts Unknown on Mondays from 1 till 3 with Chris Riffick. It's an excellent, excellent show. All right, before that, we heard Mitski from her new record, Laurel Hell, coming out in a couple of weeks. That was the song, The Only Heartbreaker. Before that, we heard Portishead from their 2008 album, Third. That was the song, The Rip. And the previous song, the Beach House song, I was listening to that and I couldn't figure out why I loved it so much, or like, what did it remind me of something? And then this morning, as I was listening, it was like, oh, it kind of has that driving quality of The Rip by Portishead. And the Victoria's vocals on that also have kind of a Portishead, Beth Gibbons quality. So I decided to put them together. Maybe you liked it. Had another song planned there, but I'll play that another week. Yes, let's change the tempo a little bit and get a little more rockin'. Sweeping Promises come to us from Lawrence, Kansas, and they have a new single out. It's called Pain Without a Touch. Sounds terrible, but thankfully the song doesn't. Okay, so let's give a listen. Here is Lawrence, Kansas's Sweeping Promises. Thank you.
Everyone knows I'm a bad guy, it's true. But when it comes to reality, I'm just like you. I'm out of my mind.
That was Halifax's Century Egg from their album Mirror. That was the song Moving On. Before that, we heard a little bit of Lily Konigsberg from the album Lily, We Need to Talk Now. That was the song Bad Boy. Lily Konigsberg, Bad Boy, indeed. Before that, we heard Chicago's Horse Girl with their album, with their single Billy, Grunge is Back. That's been true for a while, but especially true now. And then before that, we heard Sweeping Promises from Lawrence, Kansas, with their song Pain Without a Touch. All right. What are going to be playing a show? A beloved local band played a show, Redgate, a couple weeks ago. And this they've announced is probably their last show of the year. You know, it's November. That's no big deal. But, yeah, try to get down there. It's this Saturday night at a place called 136, at a place that's at 136 East Hastings. I don't know what venue this is. I think it's a new spot, but it should be cozy. It should be fun. They're playing with a band called Broken Egg and Transistor Riot. So we're going to hear some What from their amazing 2020 cassette entitled Now. This is the song Hazardous Conditions. Ain't that the truth there, What? Here we go.
Told We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
That's just going to be about doing it. That was the weirdest way of saying that. That's about the end of this here episode of Dunkin' Donuts. It's 1 p.m. again. And before I go, I'll just tell you we heard Caroline, a band from the UK. They have a self-titled record coming out soon. And that was the song IWR. They're going to be on tour supporting Phil Elverum and the Microphones over the next little bit. And thanks to Adrian for the tip on that. Good mellow music for a gray day. Before that, we heard Broken Egg with their song Low Budget / Slow Motion. And at the top, we heard What with Hazardous Conditions. Both What and Broken Egg are going to be at 136 East Hastings this fine Saturday evening. Going to close out with some Weather Station. I got a chance to see Weather Station play last week. Bought the ticket in June when everything seemed like by November we're all going to be vaccinated. It's going to be great. And it was good. I realized I saw both them and then I saw Tops and Sean Nicholas Savage the night before. I am not ready to go to big shows yet. It was just a little too weird for me. A lot of people nursing their beers with very little mask compliance. And, you know, everyone is vaccinated. It's probably nothing to worry about, but it kind of freaked me out. So I think smaller shows on weeknights when people aren't going to be packing venues is maybe more my style for the next little while. We'll see how it goes. But the Weather Station was lovely, and Tamara Lindemann has an amazing voice, and she had a great band with her. So it was a real treat to get to see her, and I really love that record that she's touring, Ignorance. So that was all good, but I may not go to another show for a while. Sparks in March, that's the plan. Anyways, I wanted to play this song by The Weather Station from her album Loyalty from a few years back. This is the song Floodplain. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Every river swollen with rain, every stream a torrent, with highway bridges that run high across the plains fleet. Half of the Maritimes, they say, is running this way. I know that
Hey, this is Caitlin from Free Love Fenner, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.